Today on the World Cafe, we find out how the heck those songs you may have been hearing by Coldplay or even Arctic Monkeys ended up with Latin backing. They are all part of a new project called Rhythms del Mundo, a benefit supporting global warming awareness, put together by producer and music biz vet Kenny Young, who is here to tell about it. He's a fascinating guy. Born in Brooklyn, he lived in London for a good long time, and his work goes back to the early 60s when he wrote Under the Boardwalk for the Drifters. I started by asking Kenny Young how the Rhythms del Mundo project got started.
It started when I was writing some music in Sri Lanka, and the tsunami had hit the village where I stayed a couple of months after I was there and destroyed the village and many of the people who were there. And I thought, well, I'd like to do something and to help the people who I knew and become friends with. After the tsunami, I was at the Sundance Film Festival and with some colleagues of mine, and we heard some Cuban music, and like a flash it came to be, what happened to the Buena Vista Social Club, and why don't we do a sort of collaboration with Buena Vista Social Club and Western artists? And so that's where the actual idea came from. And as we progressed through the year, more things happened. There was Southeast Asia, there was an earthquake in New Orleans, and there were a lot of things that indicated that something is not right with this planet. And I always remembered having read Al Gore's Earth in the Balance many years before. It suddenly felt like we've got to do something really important in terms of changing people's consciousness about what is happening on the planet. This whole project really is in aid of both getting people aware of climate change and also to help those who are in natural disasters. They're some of the victims of natural disasters.
Okay, so you have this sort of a vague concept, right. The Buena Vista Social Club and modern music. But how did you decide exactly how to approach this? Did you start by immediately going to Cuba or by contacting the artist?
My first thing was to see if any of the Buena Vista musicians would be available to do this sort of a project. We found out that, yes, they would be interested. I had done things with Sting in 1990s for the Earthrise album, and we did Fragile. And I recall that he sent me a Spanish version of Fragile, and I always remembered that. And I thought, well, why don't we start with that? So I was down in Havana meeting the Buena Vista musicians, and I had Sting's track, the Spanish version. I asked one of the music arrangers that I was working with, and I asked him if it was possible to do a session in the next few days, obviously not thinking seriously this would happen so quickly. And he said, yeah, we can get something together in a day or two. And so we tried it out, and it turned out really good. And we had Sting's guitar and his vocal and some of the Buena Vista Social Club musicians, and we put the song together, and it turned out really great.
Well, this is Sting's vocals with the Buena Vista Social Club from Rhythms del Mundo.
Mañana ya, la sangre no estará. Se logra con violencia, ni se logrará. Aquellos que han nacido en un mundo así, no olviden su fragilidad. Lloras tú y lloro yo, y el cielo también, y el cielo también. Lloras tú.
Fragilidad from Sting with the Buena Vista Social Club, and we're talking with Kenny Young, who has produced this amazing conglomeration. It's not really like a mashup. It's just kind of modern recording techniques putting together the musicians playing in Havana with many of these other people. One of the things we've been playing a lot of is the one that begins the disc, which is the version of Clocks from Coldplay, which is just so wonderful how it unfolds.
Ooh.
Now, what did you work with from the original with this, and how did that go together?
Well, I met Chris Martin at a friend's house. It was actually Brian Eno's house. And I told him about the project. I already had the Sting track, and I played him the Sting track, and I asked him if he'd be interested in being part of the album. And he loved the idea, he loved the concept, and he said, fine, let's try it. I can't make it down there, but I'll send you my audio file, which is just his vocal. And I asked him if we could have maybe a piano or anything, maybe something else, but some of the elements from the original recordings. And we decided to use just his voice and piano, and that was it. And what we did is you put the vocal in sync, and you do a sort of a click track. And we worked with the click track, and the musicians played to this click track and his vocal. Mm. And from that, we got this wonderful collaboration, really, of all the Cuban musicians with Chris Martin's voice. And turned out really great. And then I sent it to him, and he just loved it. And he said, yes, definitely, you got the green light to go ahead with it. So that's how that all came about.
Coldplay's Clocks. You know the song, and you probably at this point even know that version. It's from the Rhythms del Mundo Cuba album, and we're getting a chance to talk with Kenny Young, who put this together, or at least went to the musicians and then went to Cuba, working with the Buena Vista Social Club musicians to do this. One of the really timely things that happened, timely in kind of a sad way, is that your recording of As Time Goes By with Ibrahim Ferrer from the Buena Vista Social Club, it was his final recordings?
It was. We were recording the song and hoping that he would be able to come along and do the vocals, but he was on tour at the time. And when he came back from the tour, he was feeling a bit ill. I had the intention of getting his vocal down at some point, and we looked at his schedule, and he was available for a couple of days in Barcelona, and I sort of got in touch with his manager and his record company, and I sort of begged them, and they finally said yes to that and brought him into the studio in Barcelona, and we managed to get Ibrahim to sing two or three takes, and it was just fantastic. It just came down so easily. And he was very pleased to be doing something, with meaning, because obviously this was for a very good cause. And the rendition, as time goes by, was just amazing. And then, sadly, about a little over a week, I was in New York, and I found out that Ibrahim had passed away. It was very sad. But this was quite a tribute to a great, great singer.
And this is, it's wonderful to have this. This is, you'll recognize it quite easily as time goes by.
Besar siempre es besar, igual que suspirar. En lo fundamental será que el tiempo va. Amante como tú, dirán que eres mi luz, también sucederán. No importa lo que pasará, el tiempo va. Lunas, canciones no tienen ayer. Buscan y encuentran a alguien a quien querer. No lo podrán negar. La historia se repite. Vibrar con las pasiones, triunfar o fracasar. El mundo es para siempre.
Ibrahim Ferrer from the Rhythms del Mundo disc, and we're talking with Kenny Young today, and that was, of course, a recording of As Time Goes By. We talk about this disc being almost, the concept of mashups, of putting different things together that you wouldn't necessarily think would go together. One of the most astounding pieces on here for me is the Arctic Monkeys tune, Dancing Shoes. What did the musicians in Cuba think of this, and how did they react to it?
Actually, they loved it. I was listening to their album and trying to find a track that would fit with the rest of the album. And just the idea of having the Arctic Monkeys, who are so popular with younger kids, I came across Dancing Shoes, and I thought, well, this is one track that we may be able to do something with. And so I brought the track to our music arranger at that time was Demetrio Muniz, and went over different ideas about how this could actually work within the framework of the album. And so all the musicians put their two cents in, each one trying a different sort of rhythmic approach, and the horns. The horns actually followed the guitar parts, the original guitar parts, so that wasn't too much of a challenge. But at the end of the day, the track just blew everybody's head, and everybody loved it.
Same.
Yeah, there it goes. That is a wonderful track, Arctic Monkeys, with Dancing Shoes from the Rhythms del Mundo Cuba disc. And we're talking with Kenny Young today, who's the producer of this and a guy who's been around the music business for many, many years. Now, one of the things that intrigues me is this is called Rhythms del Mundo colon Cuba, which kind of to me indicates that you might try another project.
Yes, that's a very good observation. I think the intention is that we are going to do some more Rhythms del Mundo projects.
Well, I was going to say we'll have to wait and see where the plane lands next, but let's hope it's a sailboat because it's more in keeping with the artist Project Earth.
Exactly.
Kenny, thank you so much for talking with us, and thanks so much for this album.
Thank you, David. Really enjoyed it.
Once again, Rhythms del Mundo is the name of the project. Our thanks to Kenny. We're going to do something else with a bit of a Latin flavor when we get right back here to the World Cafe.